Dude, that's probably the best thing he's ever done for me.
Bro, I remember when you came down to Utah with that haircut. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, you know, I did kind of see people's faces, and I'm just like, all right, I'm depressed.
Bro, wait, what did you, what did you think after he cut your hair? Like, what did you think? Great job.
I was so deep in denial that I thought it was okay. So I wasn't through the five stages of grief yet, and I was still in the first stage. And that stage takes a long time. So, all right. We're going to get started. So, here. Welcome to Care to Discuss, and we are back again after a mini hiatus vacation from the podcast. And I'm Troy. I'm back again. One of the hosts, and we have Father Coach Science back in the building. How is it going?
Doctor
Father Coach.
Yeah, excuse you.
PhD, MD.
all the above.
Yes.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
And we have Coach Josh in the building too. How's sup? Ooh, sup. The best three letters you can hear are sup.
Dude.
Sup. All right. So, the NFL draft. Oh, yeah. So, the NFL draft is coming up, fellas. And what are your thoughts on it? How are you feeling about the NFL draft? Do the Texans have a first round pick this year?
Nope.
Oh man, that's gotta feel real good.
We have no first round pick, and we're gonna be losing our franchise quarterback.
Oh yeah, they haven't really. He's been kind of a good boy lately. He hasn't really said anything much in the last week. So
yeah, he hasn't slid any more masseuses DMs I've seen.
Nope.
I mean, hey, you know, massage in the front room. A back massage in the front room will lead to a front massage in the back room. So, got to watch out for those.
Happy endings.
You don't want a front massage in the front room. That's a bad one.
That's where happy endings for all, except for Texans fans.
Yeah.
That is true. It'll be nice to see where Zach Wilson goes.
Oh, yeah, Zach Wilson.
Joey's fifth favorite team, the BYU Cougars.
Oh, yeah, the BYU. He thinks it's a professional team sometimes. Oh, yeah. By the way, Joey is under house arrest from the IRS, but he has received the money. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
He's on house. Thank goodness. It took him a while, but they had to give him a little bit of a punch in the face. Allegedly, according to my sources, he received his check. Yes, check. It's still waiting to come in the mail.
Wait, did he say something about this like months ago?
Yes. He's having a bad time right now. So,
man, that is great. Man.
It's hard to be Joey right now.
Dude, it's hard to be Joey.
I know Joey. Okay, so Joey at the always eat out at these restaurants, right? He'd always go get like the nice stuff. Towards the end of the semester, he'd go eat at like he'd only get like the cheap stuff, right? Right. So like Little Caesars, he'd get the like the dollar stuff off of McDonald's. So Joey right now is at the end of the semester. He's needing this.
Oh man, the cash flow is low.
The cash flow is low. So Joey's struggling.
Dude, you already know he's drinking water out of the measuring cups.
Yep.
I mean, he knows exactly how much he should pour. So, honestly, the last like 3 or 4 episodes, we talked about Joey for the first segment. So, first segment is always talking Joey until he comes back.
Yeah, we may need to start a GoFundMe for Joey. Pray for him that he survives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Pray for John so he can eat.
Yeah, pray for John.
Wow. I'm looking at a picture of Zach Wilson right now, and he has a Jordan headband on for his picture. What a
douche. Is he all the hype, though?
Like, I want to see how tall he is.
Like,
it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see.
Everyone raves about his draft day, like how good he was, but I'm like,
he has big hands.
Yeah, I mean, I could go in there and roll out and throw a bomb. That can't be that hard.
I did 7-on-7. I didn't like football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dodgeball champion. Like, I have a cannon. So, how hard is it to just bomb it downfield?
Oh,
it'll be interesting because here's the thing. Jimmy G's trash, right? So, he was able to get to the Super Bowl with Robert. With his defense. Now that he's in New York, it would be interesting to see if he can revamp this New York defense. And then maybe Zach Wilson, where he could actually be, be successful.
I'm just going based off like college, like BYU, like yeah, they're like a pretty well-known team, but like they didn't really play any good teams last season. Like they blew out like nobody teams, and they played one good team in Coastal Carolina and lost.
Well, to be fair to him, with
did they play in the bowl game?
I don't even know.
Butler State, probably. Some bum school.
Blue Mountain State.
I got it right here. He, oh, well, I just saw the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, but that was in 2019 or 18, whatever that year is. You shit.
Oh, they played in the Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, the national champions, UCF.
They defeated the defending national.
All right, now hear this.
Fair enough, then. I know, like, you can't really go based off, like, college play because, like, you get, like, people like Carson Wentz and other quarterbacks and, like, Josh Allen who go to, like, schools that aren't very good, don't play very good teams, and they turn out to be, decent prospects.
He just didn't do well in the NFL. Never mind.
Like, right. I've heard that in the NFL draft, like, the Niners are looking at like Mac Jones at the third overall pick, and I'm like, why would you choose Mac Jones over Justin Fields? When has any Alabama quarterback panned out in the NFL in the last like 10 years?
Oh, I was about to say Bart Starr. He won the first two Super Bowls, and Joe Namath. They won Alabama. Actually, oh, there's a fact.
Okay,
Alabama.
Is that good?
Who? Well, no. He's like
with my issue with drafting Alabama quarterbacks, Jay. So, for example, Mac Jones, he had Najee Harris, an All-American, as a running back.
Yes.
Obviously takes pressure off of you as a quarterback. You have Devontae Smith, who was clearly the Heisman winner. And then you have Jalen Waddle, who was phenomenal until he broke his ankle. You have All-Americans all on the front line. You just don't have this type of talent all around you when you come to the league.
That's
just
what I'm saying.
It's so much harder. I just don't see, and with your take, like they're so good in college because they have so much top talent, but once you get to the league, there's holes and there's holes in your team where they just struggle. You just can't do that. It's okay. Just go. Launch the ball to you and score.
Yeah, and
once
go on. Well, and just saying the talent in the NFL is just so much better compared to college. You're playing top tier players every single week, and like when you go to Alabama as a quarterback, it's like you peak almost. That's like the best you'll be because of the talent around you and the competition you're playing. It's just not as good. It's just
right.
Not. So like all these quarterbacks.
Then
look at AJ McCarron. Didn't he start like that? He started there. Like, okay, this team's gonna be great the next 10 years. and he's a backup, and he's a scrub.
I don't think he's even in the NFL anymore, dude.
Yeah, he's a backup quarterback for the Texans.
Oh, yeah, the thing with, like, Alabama, right? I guess the real question is, if you could plug in, like, Mac Jones at, like, LSU, that's an anomaly, too. Like, Joe Burrow.
He had Justice Jefferson and Jamar Chase. I mean, Clyde
Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, I mean, you got freaking top talent. And then guys on their, or 9 of their 11 starters on defense get drafted.
Okay, here. Could Mac Jones do well at Georgia as well as he did in Alabama? That's the thing. Georgia, no offense to Kirby Smart. Go on.
I'm just saying, Mac Jones, he still probably would have performed well, but he did put up good numbers at Alabama last season. Like, he was a Heisman final. Like,
how about you swap Zach Wilson, Mac Jones?
Oh, if Zach! Oh, no.
Do you think Mac Jones has just as good as a season or a career as Zach Wilson? That would be interesting.
Oh, that is. I don't think so.
I don't think BYU.
I don't either.
Offensive line was that good. Zach had to be. Zach was mobile. He's fast. He's quick. Like, he could get out of situations. Mac Jones is like a cinder block pillar. He doesn't move. Like. The definition of a dad bod. Like, there's not a whole lot of athleticism.
Well, if you look at it like this, Kyle Shanahan is in love with people like a Kirk Cousins, a yes man that'll do what he does and not go off the script. Okay, Zach Wilson will run around a little bit, and like BYU's offense this year, like, they ran a little bit of fly sweep a lot, but they would always pull guards for him to run. They had design plays for him to run the ball a lot, and then, or I don't want to say a lot, a few, like quite a few, like 8 to 10 times a game. And then
they had,
like,
those design plays.
I mean, Alabama would have made it so Zach Wilson would have been successful. Like, this season, like, I used to not like on, like, Kalani Sitake, but he builds his talent. He builds his team around the talent. He builds his schemes around the talent that he has. And to beat BYU and even win 11 games with them is a major accomplishment compared to, like, winning 12 games at Alabama. And
we got to look at the competition they played. We need to pull up their schedule.
Let's look it up.
Who, BYU?
I just feel like they didn't play anyone.
No, they didn't.
Talent. They maybe played one or two teams that were good. The rest were, like, scrubs.
So, in 2018, when he was a freshman, he went to Tennessee and beat Tennessee.
I'm talking last year.
I'm going to look at 2019. I'm looking at him, too, so.
Anyway, okay. Just going back to the draft, though.
Oh, yeah, so.
Like, their biggest – so they played two – State and Coastal Carolina, and Boise was ranked at the
– They did not finish ranked. Weren't they, like, 25 when they played?
Yeah, 21. And they won 51-17.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, blew them out.
I mean, a quarterback does do a lot for – I mean – You can give him credit for winning, which is you could have a Mitch Trubisky kind of player, he's 7-6, can't beat barely decent competition, but then he's a number two pick. But then you have, like, people like Josh Allen, they might have been 8-4, but he's also a different player too. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope Zach Wilson succeeds. I hope he. I don't know. The only quarterback I trust in the draft is Trevor Lawrence.
I think he's been trusted Clemson to play quarterback since Pee Wee football.
Yeah. So. The last two quarterbacks, I mean, the last Clemson quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was pretty successful. So, I mean, they're doing something right there.
Yeah. I think Trevor Lawrence will have a – in the AFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to a nice weak division.
He is, because the secondary, well, minus the Colts.
Yeah, true. The Colts are good.
Secondary, because even Tennessee, their secondary is not very good. They just have Derrick Henry.
And then you also have, what's his name, Urban Meyer.
Who?
Say what you say. Yeah, exactly. He might – he's that type of coach that fakes a heart attack when he loses a game. But let's see how he – if he goes through – this is – here it is. If he goes through a losing season and doesn't die, his fake heart attacks need to be called out. So,
well, if he has a losing season, it's not his fault. It's the player's fault.
Oh yeah,
true.
What's his name? That old head coach that Troy Flocky, you hate Spurrier. This coach. Yeah, Spurrier. He's the Steve Spurrier because Steve Spurrier was never his coaching decisions were never wrong. It was always his player's fault.
Yeah, the game plan was 100%. Just wasn't executed right.
Oh yeah, here. You want to hear some funny quotes from Steve Spurrier? By the way, I got a slew of them right here. We might not be LSU or Alabama, but we ain't Clemson, folks. Then, but that was what? Back in when he was coaching. That's when he was coaching at South Carolina before all.
When South Carolina was good.
Yeah.
Or decent.
Yes. So then. Oh, this will be the 14th time I've coached at a Tennessee stadium. I've coached there more times than some of their head coaches.
That's a GOAT statement.
Yeah, there are no Vanderbilts in the NFL. Did you know that FSU stood for Free Shoes University? And then he has.
See what he's saying.
Yes, that's why people hate him.
So, wow.
I sort of always liked playing Georgia the second game because you could always count on them having two or three key players suspended. So that is an awesome like trash talk.
Wow.
And then he said after Auburn's library, Steve Spurrier, after learning that 20 books burned in a fire at an Auburn library. The real tragedy was that 15 hadn't been colored yet. So, so then, oh man, he's so freaking good.
Wait, how did you have all these quotes?
Oh, I looked it up like a while back. So I have them like I'm looking them up like.
It's like you had these like ready to go, like you were waiting for this topic to come up.
Yeah, you knew we were gonna. You knew Steve Spurrier was coming up.
Dude, I feel like. I mean, I hate him so much, but I mean, if he coached at Georgia, we would never lose. So,
facts.
Oh, in Knoxville, they're doing cartwheels because they went 7-6 and won a bowl. Oh, that's a little SEC trash talk. It's easier to win the national championship than the SEC. Ask Nick Saban. Oh, what?
True. It's
easier to win the national championship. That's probably before Saban was like good. When he was at LSU? The first time, but yeah. So sorry about that. I got distracted. Steve Spurrier came up, and I hate him. So, but if I met him, I would shake his hand and spit in his face. So, all
right, let's for the draft though.
Also, for the Falcons, Kyle Pitts. All right.
Falcons has the fourth pick.
Good pick.
I mean, I think it's a terrible pick, but because the Falcons are just in denial of that they need a quarterback. Matt Ryan is ass. He's been ass his whole career. I mean, he won an MVP. What the freaking do? I mean, cool. But he's still a loser. But he's like the he's
more down years than good years. Or up years, I guess.
Yeah. He's kind of like Chipper Jones after like 1999. He's been hurt. Well, no, Matt Ryan doesn't get hurt. He's more like
Ryan.
He's like the Dale Murphy of the Atlanta Falcons.
Matt Ryan didn't really have a horrible year, though.
Yeah,
he threw for 4,581 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He had a QB rating of 93.3.
Wow, like, yeah. So, that's not bad at all.
He had a solid year.
I mean, once you have
they just don't know how to finish.
I don't think they know how to start. They just get their butt kicked at the beginning and they get the garbage.
They knew how to start against the Cowboys.
Oh, well, they couldn't finish. They're just a good garbage team.
So they're a good first half team. They're a great first half team.
Facts. Oh, yeah. That's like a lot of Georgia teams.
Oh yeah.
But we're not going to go there.
Oh,
that hurts. That hurts too much.
So then number five, they have this offensive lineman. Honestly, the Falcons should draft an offensive lineman, not a tight end. That's what you get for winning a few games at the beginning of the year.
So, I heard the Cowboys should trade up and draft Kyle Pitts, another offensive weapon.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
They'll just win by 60.
All right. 60, so but
throw 60 points on the scoreboard. Defense don't matter.
I mean, if you score 60 in the
12 of the NFL.
Dude, I'm ready for the transition, dude. If the Cowboys can score, well, I mean, Zeke Elliott's so slow, he couldn't get to 60, so you have to put Tony Pollard in because
Zeke changes his number to 15, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll get young Zeke again.
Oh yeah, so you have to pull his shirt up too.
Yeah, you'll get.
I don't know, but the same crop top Zeke is the one that likes domestic violence too much, so I don't know if I want that. And I can't deal another Zeke suspension, and the only thing we talk about is that. So
gotta love players from the Ohio State.
I mean, they're good, upstanding character men. They're up there with Florida, so
oh man.
Florida
is just full of nerds.
You know, I'm looking at this Justin Fields thing going to play quarterback at, they said, a trade via the Lions for that. Why do you do a trade in a mock draft? That's so stupid. All right. Or do they do it on, or do they already do it?
No. I think those are predictions. Teams saying like they want to trade back or trade up.
So themselves.
Or they're just guessing like, oh, I think this team should trade up or trade down.
Yeah.
Like they were saying like the Falcons could trade down. Or the Cowboys trading up.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Fields, they say Justin Fields at 7. So
to the Patriots.
Dude.
If you want to
Bill Belichick wants to run the wing T, the single wing offense so bad that he bought like 7 tight ends this offseason. And he was like, he saw the discount rack and said, ooh, tight ends. And then picked them up.
Except for they weren't discounted, that's for sure.
All right. So then there's more like the
it's more like he went to Louis Vuitton and got two of the most expensive bags I have there.
Have you ever been inside a Louis Vuitton or walked by one? I'll never go in one because I don't believe in that crap. They have like 7 purses just chilling out there in a big ass room. I'm like, bro. And then they have people waiting in line just to go look at 7 purses. Like, you see these kids in these like Gucci or these fake ass like face masks with like the Nike Swoosh logo. I'm like, dude, one day it'll catch up to you. And then, what is it? Oh, there's they're saying that Justin Fields is going to get drafted to the Broncos, whatever. Justin Fields, my thing on him is I've never been so overhyped for a recruit in my life.
Yeah.
And he left. So that was very depressing.
Well, yeah.
Go on.
Justin Fields, you know, went to my high school. Going to our favorite college football team, and then he left. He broke our hearts.
He's the Jason Hayward of college football for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Jason Hayward had so much freaking hype. They were like, oh, yeah, he's the next Willie McCovey. Once you start using the word Willie McCovey, a 500 home run hitter, I mean, I'm pretty down. And the most home runs he's ever hit is 27, and then he got hit in the face with a fastball. And, I mean, they should have hit him in the face the next season because he was complete crap. So, and he should go to jail for robbery from the for the Chicago Cubs. And the only thing that he's not – I mean, he did some community service by having a pep talk during a, you know, a fake rain delay. The 2016 World Series is fixed. That's just flat-out facts. So
he's a champion.
Yeah, good for him. And then Trey Lance – he hasn't played in 2 years, and he couldn't really beat South Arkansas State. So, I mean, good luck, Bears. They haven't had a good quarterback since the history of ever.
So he'll be a Carson Wentz 2.0?
I mean, he'll have one accidental good year, and then...
Like Carson Wentz?
Yeah. God, I hate him.
Accidental good year.
Yeah.
He'll get... But he's a Super Bowl winner. He's a Super Bowl winner, though.
I mean, yeah, right, true. Like, kind of like how Dan Uggla is a World Series winner. Go on.
I just hope Trey Lance wears an arm sleeve, like his role model. Carson Wentz.
Oh my god!
I do too.
Arm sleeve.
I do too.
That is the stupidest thing.
A camo.
Dude, salute to the serviceman, but. That is the dumbest thing that I've ever seen. It's like Carson Wentz dresses up like a protective mom dresses their kid for a football game.
Got to wear that armband for protection.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get Tommy John during the season, do you?
Yeah, dude, turf burn, that hurts.
Wear the arm sleeve to protect the shoulders. You know how it gets.
He's not shooting. It's like we're seeing the arm sleeves for basketball. I'm like, dude.
He needs the arm sleeve. He could tear a quad or something.
Exactly.
Like he needs that protection. Wearing an arm sleeve for basketball. He only shoots threes. Who cares? So
that's why he wears ankle braces.
Yeah, he's got like the thickest ankle braces.
So he can shoot his threes.
I mean, Steph Curry's ankles are as durable as the Hindenburg was, so. I mean, he sneezes on them, he breaks them. So, he would not be a good defensive football player, that's for sure. He would have so many broken ankles. He would make freaking Mike Allstott look like he has troop moves. So, all right, number 10.
Wait, I got a side question.
Yeah.
Going back to NFL, going back to the Patriots. Ooh. Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer?
Ooh.
So, you cannot write the history of the NFL without Julian Edelman making a catch against the Falcons. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You guys know football better than I do. I'm just curious on what y'all's takes are.
Can you name, like, 15 better receivers than him?
Probably.
Okay, so then no.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, all right.
There's more than 15 wide receivers in the Hall of Fame, so.
Okay, true, right? But I mean.
I think he's great. I think he was a phenomenal player, right? He helped. Obviously, he was a key role in the Patriots' legacy. I think he'll go into the Patriots Hall of Fame. However, I don't think he will go down into the Hall of Fame. I just don't think he was at. I just so don't think guy, he was at that level.
No, that's fair. But then he has the second most receiving yards in the playoffs.
I mean,
Brady.
I mean, yeah, granted, he was carried by the GOAT himself, but.
Which is a great that's a great achievement, right? Second most downing anything. But I don't know. I don't see it.
I guess I got to look at, like, I don't know what the other wide receivers in the Hall of Fame, what their stats are.
Like, if you look at Randy Moss, right?
But he's not a Randy Moss. He's not like Larry Fitzgerald. Like, Larry Fitzgerald's right. a guaranteed Hall of Famer. I don't think he's at that level. But, like, okay, what are those low-tier Hall of Fame wide receivers? Like, what are their stats?
I'm looking right now. So.
Because he is iconic. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
You look at the Patriots, you're like, yeah, Julian Edelman. Like, he was key for them. You know, he's got, what, two Super Bowls. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. Second most receiving yards in the playoffs. Playoff history.
So I'll just name a few. You have Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald, will be. He's not in now. Terrell Owens, Chris Carter, Reggie Wayne, Torrey Holt. You have Isaac Bruce, Michael Irvin. I mean, these guys are just like
– Yeah.
They were on a whole different level.
So Lynn Swann's in the Hall of Fame, and he doesn't have the stats for it. But
– What? When did he play, though? I mean, you got
to – The 70s.
But yeah, you look at Terry
Bradshaw's stat.
Obviously, the era you play in.
In the 70s, if you have a 100-yard game, you're automatically in.
Because what's going to start happening now, receivers going to get really high on their like receiving numbers. Like, you have, like, Reggie Wayne. Is he a Hall of Famer? I believe so, right?
I think so.
I believe so.
You know who's going to be the perfect person? Hey. Oh, my dog said something.
Kirby. All
right.
He said something?
Oh no, he was scratching his penis. I think it's time for him to get a
rub some ice on it.
Oh, rub some ice.
Rub some ice on it.
Here you go. He needs a toy.
So he's looking at me. I put him in a crate. So he's like staring me down. But a good Steve Smith. He has numbers. Crap. Anquan Boldin. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't think so.
I don't know his stats, but I doubt it.
He was probably one of the best receivers in the league, but then there was Larry Fitzgerald next to him.
Yeah.
They talk about – how about Brandon Marshall?
I doubt Brandon Marshall. He had some good seasons there where he got, what was it, like 1,500 yards? A few seasons?
He has 12,000 total yards and 83 touchdowns.
He did have a game with 20 catches, but had like 120 yards. So he just passed screen passes all game. So
that's still incredible, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. So, I doubt it, though.
How about Chad Johnson.
Who?
Chad Johnson.
You mean Ocho Cinco?
Ocho Cinco, yeah.
Oh, Ocho Cinco? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He All probably right. is, yeah.
He was so, he...
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Okay, so is he gonna go down the Hall of Fame as a
or as a wide receiver?
Both.
Oh, I mean
wow.
So he'll be the first player ever to go for two different
positions.
Yeah.
What a baller.
So, yeah.
He'll go down for Chad Johnson, then he'll go down for Ocho Cinco.
I mean, yeah, true. He's the first dude to – he deserves it. He wore a Hall of Fame jacket for a game, and he deserves it, dude. He's funny. At least his Twitter is just good. He likes McDonald's too much.
Oh, like, so now we're putting people in the Hall of Fame because they're funny on Twitter?
Yeah, dude.
And they're good at FIFA?
Hey, why do you think Shannon Sharpe's in the Hall of Fame? So,
because he's loud?
Yeah,
exactly. By the way, Wes Welker has more yards than Julian Edelman. And if you're going to – I think Welker was probably a little better.
Welker won't make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So – with that, right? Julian Edelman just doesn't have the numbers. Like, doesn't have the stats.
Yeah. He's got the accolades, that's for sure.
Which is as in, like, team-oriented. I don't think he ever made, like, a Pro Bowl or was, like, an All-Pro.
I mean, he's got a Super Bowl MVP. But a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Nick Foles has one, too. and Trent Dilfer. No, wait, not Fitz. Crap. Eli Manning. Oh, crap.
Eli Manning, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
See, this is a real one. Is Kurt Warner, he is in the Hall of Fame, but is he really a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He was pretty much a backup quarterback when he went to the – he got beat out by Eli Manning after he was a two-time MVP. After,
yeah.
He went
Super Bowl twice.
Yeah, I mean.
But he played with the iconic Rams team. Didn't they have, like, Eric Dickerson, like – or not Eric Dickerson. That was way before.
Oh, yeah, no. It was like –
they had a solid squad, though.
They had Torrey Holt.
Isaac Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, and
they had so like five Hall of Famers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
five Hall of Famers on that team.
And he also had a offensive lineman that was a god too. But
is that when they had was Orlando Pace on that team?
Either Pace or Jonathan Ogden. I think Orlando Pace was on it.
All right.
I think Jonathan Ogden was Ravens.
Yeah, he was Ravens.
Yeah,
he was 6'9". Tekashi. But it says the Cowboys are going to get Patrick Surtain in the draft. But we don't have to. We can talk about the Hall of Fame stuff because I had a take for the Cowboys draft history. But
that's fine. We can go to the draft.
But are we still on the conversation though? That's the real thing. Like, are we still talking about the Hall of Fame?
Well, I just say he's not.
So Julian Edelman, no all around.
Oh yeah. Okay then. So it's a no. A consensus.
I'm on the border. I think it depends on other people's stats of this era. Because he's got some accolades, but yeah, I don't think he compares to who's going into the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, so the only take I have for the Cowboys this season's draft, they're getting a corner. It doesn't really matter who plays out there at corner because – if they can't really stop the run, why pass, you know? So,
that's so why they're going to –
Hey, you have Leighton Van Der Esch, who will play one game and then get hurt. No. Get hurt.
Yeah.
See, the middle linebacker goes for that neck brace. For the Dallas Cowboys, just a revolving door of someone that's always on the IR. So you're really there for
– They're going to neck roll. And get a sting –
yeah, thank goodness they have Sean Lee still, right?
But, I mean, the thing with Sean Lee is when he's hurt, they win. When he's not hurt, they don't make the playoffs. So, I Tough. Mean, like, what the heck?
No, here's the thing, dude. The Cowboys are going to trade up and draft another offensive weapon because who needs defense?
But – tight ends in the NFL, if you have an elite tight end, you're pretty much a Super Bowl contender.
Kyle Pitts is like – he's like – I don't know. He could be like the next guy, next tight end guy.
Like he's going to be what Evan Ingram should have been.
Yes.
Evan Ingram needed – I mean, okay, this is only – like I saw his Madden stats. Evan Ingram has a 90 as a tight end. Darren Waller is what Evan Ingram should have been. Your North Cobb High School favorite over there. By the way, did you know that, Connor? He went to North Cobb. Darren Waller.
Evan Ingram?
Darren Waller.
I know Waller. Yeah, he went to – yeah, he went to
– Tech,
did he go to Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. But, Connor, are the Cardinals – do they have the first-round pick this year?
Yeah, I think they have, like, the 14th pick or something like that.
Oh, 16th. What do you think they need?
Don't matter. They're going to win. Just take whoever's best on the
list.
Just take the top player.
They're just going to have it on auto draft.
Yeah.
They're just going to be on auto draft. See. Whoever the best one is. So it could be a kicker at the time. It'll be fine.
They're
wouldn't be a bad.
They got Matt Prater. They're good.
Oh, okay. They have Matt Prater. Yeah, that'll be fine. Until he pulls a groin and then.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, offensively, I think the Cardinals are fine. If Larry comes back, who knows? But they still have, like, A.J. Green and DeAndre and Christian Kirk.
Wow, I forgot about A.J.
Tell A.J. Green's for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe he has been. He's just horrible.
But even that, even then, he's just a name out there. He's a big name out there. So you have to like respect him. So like that still frees up space for DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm okay with that. Even if Adrian Green doesn't produce like he used to.
Well, that's kind of how it was when he was with Houston. We had Will Fuller. Whenever Will Fuller was healthy, for Hopkins. So with that big name, it's going to be – I think you guys will have a
– Yeah, and they got James Conner at running back. So I think – I mean, offensively, the Cardinals are solid. Like, at least on paper. They look good on paper.
Offensively. Yeah.
On defense, they probably need another cornerback. Since they lost Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
So they probably need to work on their secondary. Give Buda Baker some help.
You can hide a corner, though.
I mean, that's – you could always hide
a corner. I think they were hiding a corner last season, though.
Oh, geez. Well, that's not going to be good. You can't hide two.
Yeah, that's the problem. They did sign Malcolm Butler.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they have one, at least one solid
corner. Is Beckham?
He made one big play and got paid.
I think so. He's because okay. He's the Patriots. He has a in the Super Bowl, right? Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, he's the one who got that interception. Yeah.
So the real question is,
what's in his diet? Is it poop? And then that's the real question. Ask Odell Beckham that.
Oh my! I didn't know what you were saying at first, but then it clicked.
Yeah, I'm thinking so ahead right now, dude. Like AJ Green, he was fake for Georgia. He thought he was good. Sold his jersey, missed the first four games. Oh wait, forgot to play football at the end of his junior year because he got hurt. He's a bum.
He was playing with Stafford, though.
Yeah. That is the most overhyped team of all time. They got ranked number one and ruined my day at the fair because all of a sudden we had to wear black jerseys against Alabama. We have to be cool for Alabama before Alabama was Alabama. It got monkey stomped at home. Like... I said, hey, what's the score?
It's 31-0. The game just started.
And then, good
thing for Georgia. They only lost by 10.
Idiot. Didn't they have was it No'Shawn Moreno?
No'Shawn Moreno.
They had three in the first round picks. And they're still
he was a baller.
He was a bust. He was a huge bust.
Big bus, yeah.
I mean, he went to Denver before they had Peyton Manning, so you know your career is over when you go to Denver. After Sean Elway left, they don't know how to do anything there anymore. So.
And then Peyton brought him to glory.
I mean, the greatest quarterback of all time, Peyton Manning, did all that, so.
Yikes.
But, yeah, dude, AJ Green went vegan. And before I even knew what vegan was, I'm like, oh, I'm going to look this up. I'm like, oh, he doesn't eat meat? That kind of sucks. Because his wife made him. And then he hasn't been healthy since. So if it tells you anything.
Thanks for coming.
And he specifically said, right? That, oh, I'm getting hurt too much. So
I think I should eat.
I'm going to go vegan to get it. So because it's better for your muscles. No, idiot. So. I mean, but that's what happens when you play in Cincinnati. And, yeah, the Bengals got the uniforms, but the article that I read.
They look the same.
Got me upset for.
Hey, but they don't look as ugly. They look kind of cool. I mean, they don't look as like,
oh, we're a 9-year-old football team.
So
I don't know. They still look that way.
I mean, once you have the tiger. Stripes on your helmet, a lot of respect. I mean, Chris Collinsworth has even said, we better be good because we look like clowns on the field when he played at Cincinnati. So,
because he was there when they went from just Bengals on the helmet. A great history fact. I got one. Paul Brown used to own the Cleveland Browns, right? Who are now the Baltimore Ravens. So whatever. He owned them because he was the coach. And he's the name. He got fired.
Got mad. Made a team in Cincinnati instead of having to be orange and black with the orange helmets that said Bengals. Had the exact same uniforms as them,
just to piss off the Cleveland Browns organization. So, and he also was the first person to have the 40-yard dash put into the NFL combine, whatever. So
that is petty.
Yes, Paul Brown is a poop head. Brown head.
So this article that I read, thanks Odell Beckham. So hear this, I read this article by The Ringer. And it showed the bottom five and the top five of best drafting teams in the NFL in the last 10 years. And one of the bottom ones was the Browns, or not the Browns, the Bears and the Browns, right? There were four teams in the top five that won Super Bowls. You know who's number three on the list? Would you like to take a guess, Coach Science?
Who was the number three team on the top five?
Yeah, who was the only team in the top five that, like...
Cowboys.
Okay, all right. How about you, Josh?
I don't know. Cowboys, too, for the top three.
All right.
I mean, you have Pittsburgh, I guess.
It was Dallas, right?
Okay.
Dallas drafts well. Like, they usually draft offensive players well.
Yeah, they
usually draft. Yeah. They usually score, like, on defense too. Like, Dallas usually drafts really well.
Usually they're pretty good, right? I mean, so just go look at what's good up here. So since 2010, right? Dez Bryant, Sean Lee still playing, Tyron Smith, Tyler Crawford, he just retired. I'm talking about good players. So, Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Byron Jones, none of these bums. Travis Frederick, Zeke Elliott, Jalen Smith, Dak Prescott in the fourth round. Then,
Did they draft Taco Charlton?
Oh, 2017, they forgot how to draft. That's why they went down a little bit. So none of those players are on the team anymore. Van Der Esch, I mean, we should take his neck collar away because he gets hurt too much. Then our best lineman, Connor Williams, because he just gets bulldozed all the time.
Yeah, so they have three potential Hall of Fame offensive linemen, right? They have three potential Hall of Fame offensive linemen. You know how many playoff games they won?
One, zero.
Two. Then, you know how many winning seasons they had in that time? Three.
Probably like.
So, three. Like eight? So you're telling me.
Only three?
Yeah.
Wow. I was maybe not going to get that.
Because
I thought it was pretty high.
Yeah, same.
Cowboys, I guess they did go 8-8 a lot.
Yeah. So,
how many times did they go 8-8?
10, 11, 12, then, or 11, 12, 13. So that's one. Then 2000, this past season, 2 years ago, they went 8-8. But here, we'll make this even better. The Cowboys went 12-4-14, right? And the next season, they went 4-12, so 8-8.
Oh my gosh.
then all of a sudden,
it all cancels.
It all cancels out.
Then our boy Jason Garrett went 13-3. History repeats itself, lost in the first game of the playoffs, whatever. Jason Garrett, I hate him. 2017, 9-7, so, he's been the next season, whatever. So, four winning seasons with three potential Hall of Famers.
Wow.
One for sure, but, like, two potential on the line. I mean, their offense is good every year, but I hate Jason Garrett. That's all I got from that, and I got really angry. I'm not as angry as I am right now as I was.
Didn't you guys lose to Jason Garrett twice this last season?
Yeah.
Did we really lose to him? No. We lost to Lions are talking about the opinion of the sheep, guys. Like, Jason Garrett, he is a tiger. He did go to Princeton. That's why he was so smart. That's why Jerry Jones loved him so much. I mean, he went and ate family dinners with him instead of, like, game plan for playoff games. He lets his good quarterbacks go on vacation during their bye week and get their butts kicked the next week. But, hey, you know what? The team's just doing a good job. We'll just give him a round of applause, guys.
So would you rather lose to Jason Garrett or Daniel Jones?
I mean, Daniel Jones. He tripped pretty nice, so. I mean, I've been losing to Eli Manning for so long, so.
He's the only.
Daniel Jones is the more athletic Eli Manning and doesn't have as ugly as a face. So, but, man. So, yeah, there's my take with that. What's, like, the best draft pick that you've ever witnessed in your team's history, Connor? Like, the
so you're a Cardinals fan.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it when they got Tyrann Mathieu for a bargain deal.
Ooh.
I think they got him, like, second round or third round pick.
All right. That's yeah, I didn't know that.
So that was, that was a steal that they got.
Still chugging along, too.
They've had some pretty crappy ones. Matt Leinart.
Yeah, that was way.
Matt Bay.
Then
we drafted Mario Williams, and he was trash. Number one overall.
You know what's really sad about that draft? Like, you had Vince Young, Reggie Bush. Is it 2006? What's the year? 2006.
It sounds right. 2007, 2006.
Yeah, 2006, 2007.
It's probably, let's go look it up. So, the best players to come out of that was Marcus Colson, who was drafted in the sixth round. So,
oh my gosh, the New York Jets drafted DeBrickshaw Ferguson, fourth overall. DeBrickshaw Ferguson. Who the?
Wow,
I've never even
tackled.
Pro Bowler though.
Where did he come from?
Wait, DeBrickshaw?
Oh my god, this dude come from?
Man, that draft was bad.
His arms are so long, though. That's why he played for so long. Arms are probably...
So the top 10, you have Mario Williams, Reggie Bush, Vince Young, DeBrickshaw Ferguson. And who is...
Davis.
I know. And then Dante Wintner and Ernie Simmons. And then...
Like, there's in the league. There's only there's a handful of good players that people are gonna recognize. Like, obviously, Reggie Bush, Vince Young, like, people know, but they weren't that great. Like, they had average careers. AJ Hawk, I remember.
Isn't bad.
Jay Cutler.
Melody Nada.
Antonio Cromartie, who has 14 kids.
Five. 13 kids.
That's right.
12 women. doesn't remember all their names either. That's
an interview with him. I mean, Vernon Davis, He's probably the best one on this list.
He ran a 4.38 at the combine, by the way. 4.38.
DeBrickshaw Ferguson. I love that guy.
DeBrickshaw is my favorite player from that draft, 100%.
He probably has I looked at his Wikipedia page. Look how long his arms are. He probably is on the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest arms in the history of man. They have
So this is a draft. Mercedes Lewis was in this draft. Jonathan Joseph. Who else? Steven Gaskowski.
Oh, yeah, he's a kicker. Forgot about that dude.
Delanie Walker.
Wow,
yeah, there's not a whole lot of...
Greg Jennings, he did it for Madden. So I do it for Matt. Connor, have you ever watched the what is it? The Darren Sharper, the hardest hitting safety in the league video. It's a Madden video. Greg Jennings breaks his leg and he's like hobbling all the way down. This is a Madden video game. It's a famous.
I don't know.
Look that up.
Sounds familiar.
He's like, he breaks his leg in the video game and he's like hobbling. It's a 99 yard touchdown. And all of a sudden, the commentary is just like A class. So.
What is it? I'll have to look it up after.
Here. It is.
Or just send me a link.
Yeah. Dude, Connor, you have some news to tell us. You've,
Oh, I have.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm having another child. JK.
Ooh. I mean, I would give it more attention than a child, so.
Yeah, so I have acquired the coveted PS5.
So, and, like, go on.
Yeah, I got it during my finals week, which was probably the worst thing that could have happened to me.
Oh, no.
Instead of studying for finals, I played Xbox or the PlayStation for 5 hours every day.
Studying's for nerds.
I mean,
for real, though.
Think about it. You don't have to pay back the student loans if you're not graduated. So
what? I don't know if it works like that.
It definitely doesn't work like that. I think you got to pay them back either way, even if you drop out. So it's a good thing you're done with school.
I heard, like, if you go and work for the military after you graduate, they'll pay for your student loans.
Ooh,
did you guys know that?
Teachers, what is it that they do? If they work for 10 years at the same school, they get them forgiven.
Santonio Holmes was also drafted in 2006.
Oh, dude,
he did something.
Hate that guy.
He's your Steve Spurrier, dude.
Yeah, hot take. Santonio Holmes did not get 2 feet down in that Super Bowl.
Oh man, it was so fake. They didn't even have like. They probably had 180p.
Not even. There was no HD back then.
Was he wearing white cleats? Because they always say if you're a receiver, wear white cleats. Tap on the sideline. They'll never know if you don't.
He probably was wearing white cleats.
Dude, I mean, the thing is, there's two different ball games for like referees, right? There's like NFL referees. They're the biggest idiots in the world, right? Football referees. Then you go to basketball. Basketball is the most egotistical refereed game of all time. Like, I mean, but yeah.
Wow, Marquise Colston was four pick. He was the fourth to the last pick, seventh round, 252, and he made a career out of himself.
Yeah, he did. Wow.
Just imagine being irrelevant in that draft. And
he was also playing with a Hall of Famer quarterback.
True.
Is Drew Brees a Hall of Famer, or is he just a stat stuffer?
He is definitely a Hall of Famer.
He has all the major stats right now for a quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady's probably going to break him next season, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's first.
I think he's second behind touchdowns for Tom Brady, but yeah, I mean, the dude's
definitely a Hall of Famer.
And he's got Super Bowl. Like he doesn't have just stats. He's got one Super Bowl. So,
I mean, it has been done in American sports. Not having a leader in a famous stat not make it to the Hall of Fame. Ask Pete Rose. So, we have to make up a fake scandal for Drew Brees. You know what?
Yep.
He caused Hurricane Katrina. He made.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
was he
actually behind the bounty scandal?
Can we put that on him?
On who?
On Drew Brees.
For what? Say that again.
For
the bounty scandal.
Oh yes, Drew Brees caused it. Yes.
Oh, the bounty.
He's like, hey guys, I'm sick of these dudes hitting. Wait. I'm sick of playing against this other guy.
I need to win a Super Bowl because I'm going to stat stuff the rest of my career. And if I just stat stuff and not win a Super Bowl, no one's going to vote me in. So then there, he was like, all right, Scott Fujita. And what's the other dude's name? Jonathan Vilma. Knock the head off of Brett Favre. He's allegedly the Iron Man of football. Think not.
Ask his ankle.
So, and ask their bank, ask Jonathan Vilma and Scott Fujita's bank account. Last time I checked, Bounty Gate. So.
All right, you heard it here first. Drew Brees caused the bounty scandal.
Drew Brees.
He's responsible.
He is the worst human in the history of humans. Who would on purposely hurt someone on the football field? Come on.
A wannabe Hall of Famer, that's who.
A bum. So within the history, how did you obtain this PS5, by the way?
So, like, I don't know if you guys are into video game systems, but they're, like, really popular right now. They're, like, sold out everywhere. They're impossible to get. And so I re-downloaded my Twitter, and I started following accounts that gave you, like, restock updates.
Smart.
Yeah, so one day I'm just chilling, I get this thing saying like, oh, the PlayStation store is about to open a queue for, you know, PS5. So I was like, I'll give it a shot, why not? So I hop in, I get in the queue, and I'm like one of the first people in the queue. Like 2 minutes of waiting in the queue, I'm already on the site checking out. And so yeah, I just got super
lucky.
So
is it like a sneakers kind of a thing, like the sneakers app, you just got to get lucky?
Yeah, I mean, basically, because I mean I don't know. Usually the other sites, like if you get it like Target or Walmart or Amazon, it's like first come, first serve kind of deal. But like on the PlayStation website, they have it to where you wait in a queue and it's random. Supposedly it's random. So like once they open the queue, you jump into the queue and then they just randomly shuffle you up and you get, you know, first ones go to get into the store to buy it until they're sold out.
Wow.
And so I jumped into this queue and I was like, I had to be one of the first people because I waited in the queue for like 2 minutes and then I got into the store.
Gee.
So
wow.
It was really just like dumb luck. So but it's well, been great. Fun. It's been fun. And, you know, wasted a lot of time. I think I played for like 6 hours today.
And you said you had a code and you typed it in like it was free, or did you like have money?
No. It wasn't free. That's for sure.
Okay. I mean, they make it so scarce.
That stimmy I got, you know, right to that. Joey wouldn't understand, but
I mean, you probably got his part of the IRS money, so
probably
that is true. He didn't. He knows that you're having a kid, so he.
I'll just give Coach Science my.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, I appreciate the baby gift.
Dude. Joey's back. So,
yeah, so I've just been wasting a lot of time. So I got the Spider-Man game for it.
Okay.
And then that's been really fun. You know, it's kind of like an adventure game, but I need to get some other
like
games.
The tasks. You just have to
get something like Madden.
Get the show.
I need to.
Since
you can
have
build
a,
your own stadium,
can I vicariously build the stadium?
You can build a city around it. That's what's crazy.
Yeah,
Troy, I'll do like a live stream.
Yes,
and it'll just be like you and me building a stadium.
Okay. Kind of like Fortnite.
And whoever else wants to join the live stream. We'll just...
I will join that live stream so we can build
all night long.
Yeah. All right. Audience builds the stadium.
So hear this. That's great. Excellent content. That'll be a good. Ooh, we can have a career discuss one. Or Father Coach Science, PhD, DMA, PhD.
DMA.
The first.
DNA, RNA, mRNA.
Yeah. Ribosome.
So hear this, right?
Nephron.
So,
oh.
Nephron.
Not a Nephron.
Troy, what's a Nephron?
That's mitochondria. It's the functional unit of a kidney.
There we go.
So hear this, right? So, MLB the Show's on the Xbox now, right? So, yeah. I mean, I had it ready. So I have this, like, I kind of found a way to get it only for like $1, right? So Xbox is giving out Xbox Game Pass like for 99¢ for 3 months. So I was like, all right, I don't want to spend $60. I got it. And it's like a subscription thing. And now I have MLB the Show. But hear this. I am garbage at it. Like, I thought I could go in there and just rock it because I mean,
really hard I've been to, visualizing. Really hard to hit the ball.
It is. Yeah, it is really hard to hit the ball. Like,
the new MLB Show?
Yeah. It's difficult.
Huh. Like, it's the best part of MLB baseball games, is hitting it.
Yeah.
Bombs.
You can play like old school, like the way that it's like played online, it's really hard. But they're pitching, they got a new pitching mechanic. Like, you have to use the right analog stick with it, and it is extremely precise. I have been early by point, like a thousandth of a second, and I was throwing a curveball, and I was throwing it on the lower right side of the plate to Bryce Harper. And it hung up and in.
Oh no!
Oh, and he hit like a three. And he hit a three-run
homer.
Yeah,
Bob.
So I quit the game and dropped the difficulty down to rookie. So, and they still hit bombs. It is so annoying. And I mean, like, but the so if you have like a older Xbox, right, Connor, like an Xbox or a PS4. You can't use Creative Stadium mode. So that's why I'm giving the less fortunate viewers the PS4s and the peons of the world that couldn't find a good code. They can vicariously use you as the creator. You can be the architect to our happiness. So,
okay. Yeah.
It's a baseball nerd's dream right now that never bought a PS4. So...
All right, fans, let's start a GoFundMe so I can buy MLB the Show.
All right, so first donation is a requirement of $60, and it is non-refundable. So there's that. Other than that, there's baseball. The Yankees are in last place. That's good news.
Yeah, that's
great news.
Every baseball fan should be ecstatic. Just full of joy.
I mean, poor Jay Bruce. They hated him so much that he just quit baseball. The mental weakness of a Cincinnati Reds player, you know.
It's hard to be a Cincinnati fan.
It's hard to just live in the state of Ohio. Psychos and crazy people live there. So.
And rats. A lot of
and
rats.
Yeah.
Did you know that Tekashi 6ix9ine was actually born in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Wow.
There you go.
And
rats, man.
I mean, did you know that Aaron Hernandez played out of the Ohio State University? Because the other Ohio State University is actually a penitentiary. So there's that. Do I have any other
ones?
Skyline Chili? Kind of garbage.
I've never heard of Skyline Chili.
So every single time my mom goes to Michigan, when she used to live in Georgia, or when my grandma is chilling at the Cincinnati airport or whatever airport, nasty ass hot sauce from that place, and they worship it like it's whatever, right? It's pretty bad. It's just Texas Pete with a sticker on it.
Huh.
So, but whatever. It's just a restaurant. They don't have a White Castle. Is White Castle still a thing? I've never even seen one of those.
They have one in Scottsdale, actually. And it's, like, high fine dining. Like, it's probably the nicest fast food restaurant I've been inside of.
Wow.
Other than maybe going into the Dwarf House at Chick-fil-A.
I was
going
to say, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is some fine dining.
Kennesaw State Chick-fil-A is on another level. Like, dude, I use the restroom. The toilet flushes itself. And they give you... This is before, like, COVID season, right? You had soap and water. And right before you left, you could take a sip of mouthwash. They gave you a little sacrament cup with
Do they have a guy standing there handing you paper towels?
No. They don't.
Because that would be great.
That's classy.
Yes.
That's pinkies up.
That's
fancy living. Oh man, I always wanted to go to I guess it shows like how not rich I am. It's like I don't think I've ever like been to a restaurant where they gave me like napkins, like, dude,
in the bathroom
or someone pressing my elevator button.
Yeah, we're too poor for that.
Or no,
Chloe pressed one for me the other day. Does that count?
Yes, it does. Yes,
someone do it.
Hey, that was at our hotel. Hey, that was at our hotel. She pressed it for us.
Oh, Josh is living the fine life. Oh man.
Well, baseball's going well. They Astros trash cans were on point today. Put up 16 runs.
Oof. Too easy.
Is Flock in? Did he leave?
He might be out.
I think he's out. What happened to Flocka? Wonder if his phone died.
Sorry, fans of Care to Discuss. Troy does not love you that much.
What's going on with this guy?
Well, so you said the Astros won by 16? Or they scored 16 runs?
Yeah, we put up 16 runs today. 16-2. And we had a guy. Oh, his AirPods died. We signed this Jake Odorizzi in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Dude's been absolute ass all season. He came out today and pitched. He threw 5 pitches and got pulled.
Five pitches?
Yeah, he threw 5 pitches. He's like, okay, I'm hurt. This guy has not even – I don't think he's pitched more than 3 innings all season.
Wait, yeah, pitch count, 5.
5.
3 strikes. He's got a 10 ERA.
He's horrible. I know. He's ass. And then we had this Emmanuel guy who came out of nowhere, first career start ever, pitched in the rest of the game.
Yeah, he looks like he did pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, I've never even heard of this Odorizzi.
Where
did he come from?
Yo.
Good.
Oh. So I broke it. I don't know what happened, but I died and came back to life. Like, it just, like, well, one of them died. So then I tried, like, plugging one in and then flipping them. And then that didn't work out. So I went, I think I broke it. Okay. Yeah, dude. I was hearing y'all the whole time, but it wasn't talking. So that was a little annoying.
Mm. So did we lose everything?
No, it's getting saved right now. So we're good. So y'all were talking about the Astros. Is that right?
Yeah, saying that our trash cans were on point, and then I started talking about this Jake Odorizzi guy who's complete ass.
Troy, just look at his stats for the last game they just played.
So Josh Odorizzi? Or just look up Astros.
Jake Odorizzi.
Jake Odorizzi, yeah. I mean...
The dude threw five pitches, and he's done. 10 ERA.
He played for Minnesota the last few years. Well, he didn't even play last year. He played, was it three games last year? Was he hurt?
I guess so. Appeared out of nowhere. But three games. I need to find the games that he actually pitched.
Oh, so your pitcher for the Astros did that.
Yeah, what? And then we had this.
Did he like die?
He had. Like, what? So he got pulled, but the guy's been out for a while, and then he just came back. Anyways, we had this other Emmanuel guy who had. So, actually, a flex that because I was watching the game. So this Emmanuel guy, he came. We just pulled him up. It was his first career MLB day start. He had never played in the MLB. Threw eight and a half innings, five hits, two earned runs on 90 pitches. So fantastic start, right?
Yeah.
There's number zero because he was suspended 80 games last year in the minors.
Wow. So he gets no love.
So he wears zero because he said, this is how many days I felt like I should have been suspended.
What a flex, dude.
That is so awesome.
So he's like, I'm going to wear number zero because that's how many days I deserved. I should have been suspended.
Wow, what a baller.
He came out and just dealt today.
All right. So
I love him.
I did some digging for Jake Odorizzi. Ruzzi, whatever it is.
All right, let's hear.
So he left with forearm tightness, right?
Yes. So
he was a Tommy John recovery addict. So not really a recovery addict, but he just got back from Tommy John surgery, and the first indicator of having the torn UCL is the forearm tightness. That is like the biggest indicator, like getting the MRI for the knee just to confirm, oh yeah, your dude has a torn ACL. It's when they leave the game with forearm tightness, they're done for the year. Like, you might as well just sign it up, put in the
– Wait, he had Tommy John last season?
Yeah, he's going through a what we call a Brandon Beachy type of career, Johnny Vinners, and Chris Medlin. So three really good Braves pitchers, and they were good for a year and then died. So
I know we were like really babying him through spring training, and he had a rough spring training.
He couldn't admit to himself that he was garbage. So oh well.
So the Astros played the Angels. Albert Pujols, is he a thing anymore?
Yeah, he's on a two-game home run streak. But granted, our left field's the size of a high school stadium. It's 315s.
I mean,
I can hit a home. I can bunt in that stadium.
Chris Burke did, so don't forget about that.
We have a deep center field, but.
The Astros won because Trout didn't play.
Yeah.
Wow, Mike Trout.
So Trout.
You're breaking up, brother.
Say that one more time.
First in the series. And so hot take, I think Trout's overrated right now.
I can't hear anything. Pitch.
You will need to repeat that.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
First time. All right, here. Let's new message. He needs to click back in.
Can you guys hear me or no?
Yeah, you're good now.
Yeah, you're okay. Good. All right, there's an interruption in the podcast. The internets of the world aren't working.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So he leaned into a pitch it was like a 3-2 count. He wanted to get, I don't know, whatever. But he leaned into a pitch. So hot take, he's overrated right now for that. So I'm sure he regrets that decision instead of just taking the walk.
Yeah, I mean.
So that's why he's been out. Dealing with an elbow. Yeah, dealing with an elbow injury.
Oh, disgusting. What a bum.
Is he overrated?
Flocka? Oh, no, no, no. He's like, here, I'm on Baseball Reference. So this is the nerd's paradise. So players, career. I'm looking at indexes. So all seasons. All leagues. So I want individual. So I'm looking up WAR leaders, like wins above replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a certain threshold of like, yeah. So the way it goes, zero wins, it's WAR is offensive leader. It's wins above replacement. So how much better you are than a replacement player. So going with that, you have like, if you have 5 in a year, you're an all-star. Or 3, you're like an everyday player. 7, you're like MVP status. And then, yeah, so. Right now, Mike Trout is in the top 50.
With for 70, career WAR?
Yeah, 75, right? So, like, Barry Bonds has 162. Ruth has 162. Willie Mays is 156. So, we're looking at the ballpark of these players. So, Paul Molitor, he hit 3,000 hits. Hall of Famer. Ozzie Smith can do one really good backflip in the Hall of Fame. He has more wins above replacement than, like, the best catcher of all time, Johnny Bench, allegedly. Like, he went to more than Reggie Jackson, Frank Thomas, Jim Thome, Larry Walker, Rafael Palmeiro, Derek Jeter.
Wow.
So, if Mike Trout's not in the Hall of Fame, Derek Jeter shouldn't be either. So, Yvonne Rodriguez has less than him. Tony Gwynn has less than him. Duke Snyder, really old Dodgers player. Roberto Alomar, I'm listing Hall of Famers. Ryan Sandberg. Willie McCovey. Ooh, Todd Helton. Mark McGwire. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Home Run Baker, that's interesting. I never heard of that. But a lot of – he has more than a lot of Hall of Famers. So
that's
by
crazy.
The end, he'll have 100 by the time he's done. Because Albert Pujols is at 100. So – but he has all those wins above replacement and has – I don't think he has a hit in a playoff game.
He's got, what, 2 MVPs though?
Yeah. And
– and has finished in, like, the top 3 in the, what, last – like, the last couple years for the other ones too. So, I mean, he's in the race every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's an MVP winner for sure, dude. But he's, like, on the Angels. They find a way to spend a lot of money on really good players, and then they forget how to play baseball when they get there. A la Josh Hamilton, and that's pretty much. Yeah. Torrey Hunter, and Vladimir Guerrero won a MVP. So Vladimir Guerrero too. But whatever. Yeah, Mike Trout. And Shohei Ohtani, oh, I got a take about him.
He seems pretty good. Oh, never mind.
He's a bum. He's fake, dude. He gets so hurt so easily. He's played a total of – you want to see how many games he's played in his career?
Didn't he get surgery last season?
I don't care.
He had Tommy Sorry. John, yeah.
Yeah, so since he's been playing in 4 years, right? He's averaging – he's 271 games. He doesn't average 100 games a year. Well, exclude 2020. He hasn't averaged 100 games. Well, he has – no, I lied. He has 105. But that's like missing 4 weeks in a season, like 2 months. And he only plays DH. And, I mean, he's a good pitcher, whatever. But he hits the home MLB runs. Good for him.
MLB social media accounts love him.
Yeah, they need a new face of baseball. And They think it's Shohei Ohtani.
Is it just because he hits bombs as a pitcher?
Yeah,
a pitcher that can hit.
Yeah, it's like they call him the modern day Babe Ruth, but I mean he doesn't play. Babe Ruth.
How many games has he pitched this season?
He has pitched a total of. I'm looking at. So let me look at his pitching.
I feel like he hasn't pitched a lot.
He's pitched a total of 7. He's pitched 62 innings in his career.
What about interesting?
He has an average ERA of 3.92. His ERA plus is 110, which is like 10% above average. His walks hits per inning is 1.37, which is pretty terrible. He doesn't give up home runs. He walks a lot of batters, and he throws the ball really hard. So he's just a lot of hype and hasn't played a full season. He's played barely a season and a half in his career. So he's a bum, long story short.
They forgot about Madison Bumgarner, who used to hit bombs.
Oh, the OG. He went to Arizona and changed his name so he could go to rodeos. Did you hear about that?
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, all right. Oh, there's an article. Look it up.
Wait, what do you mean changes his name?
Rodeo name. Here, I'll give you an article.
I'm looking at just some of his stats.
He changed his name to Mason Saunders because he has a hobby of riding, of horseback riding and rodeo riding, I guess. I give it, that's the thing.
Saunders?
Yes. Because he has to get a
uses a fake name.
Because in his contract, he's not allowed to do them. So he found a way to go around it.
Well, he uses his spouse's last name. His spouse's maiden name is Allie Saunders.
Yeah.
So he uses her last name for rodeos.
And the greatest part. And it wasn't, there was no investigation about it. You know why? He like admitted to it and didn't care.
There you go.
He won $26,000, but he didn't play that season because he got hurt. He pulled Andrew Luck, went had a little vacation and did something he wasn't supposed to, and then broke his arm forever. So
forever.
That's awesome.
Then whatever. He, next time you hop on a snowboard, he could end your NFL career. So, but
hey, he's got two silver sluggers. So,
dude, as long as it's silver, do you think it's made out of real silver?
Absolutely not.
Ugh, so then it's
definitely not
solid silver. Probably not.
I mean, I would like to say it was made out of silver, but I mean.
So the only reason everyone who wins a gold glove has a gold glove.
All right, did you know like the silver sluggers and the golden gloves are more valuable than the World Series trophy? According to Rob Manfred, he calls the World Series trophy just a chunk of metal, but he does recognize the gold glove and the silver slugger. So, baseball is there's no I in team, and I mean, there's an I in silver, though.
Not in gold glove.
Yeah, I mean, gold glove, it's presented by Rawlings. Then there's the only reason that I said MVP, but it's named after the old commissioner, and his last name had an I in it. So,
his name was digging deep for it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kennesaw Mountain Landis is the dude's name. And, that's the only reason why I know, because it said Kennesaw Mountain was his name. He was like the dude that kicked out Truth or Show Jackson. FYI. He's kind of a oh, yeah, it is with an I. And he has mountain in the name, so that's actually an I, too. So, but it looks like we have no more things to talk about, unless you have something in the air, Josh or Connor.
No, I don't have anything else.
All right. So it's
just one last thing. I guess the UFC crowd let Jake Paul hear it. They were chanting F Jake Paul. So that's always good news.
Well,
love to hear that. Love to hear that.
I mean, he is undefeated, isn't he?
And he had a confrontation with Daniel Cormier, so you know he would get absolutely destroyed by him.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Cormier,
he would bend him over
and just show him the 50 states. That's the thing. Jake Paul needs to he needs to fight a real boxer before I give him any credit.
He should fight Billy Football. I'm not...
Whoa.
Billy Football.
He wants him.
Now that's a match.
I mean, Jose Canseco though.
What a man.
Bum. What a bum. Well, I hope we will see you guys later, I guess then. I will definitely record the very first part, or not record. I'll cut out the very beginning of our. We're gonna call these the lost tapes. So,
Yeah. I like the lost tapes.
Some magic editing,
dude. I am an expert. I've done this at least 20 times, dude.
Have fun listening to this 2-hour podcast.
Oh, dude! I only cut the beginning out, man. I realized that real quick. So, all right, sweet. I'll see y'all later, guys.
See you later.
All right.